Please pray with me. God, thank you for this time where we can worship you. God, you are good. I ask for grace right now as we remember you through communion. Oh God, please convict us of our sin. Remind us of the cross. May we be reminded of your glory, God, right now. Please help us, God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, please be seated. This is the time in our service where we take the Lord's Supper. And we do it because Jesus said on that night when he was betrayed, to do this in remembrance of me. So we take the bread and the juice to remember Jesus. And so I would like to right now remind us about who Jesus is, specifically that he is King, our King. And I would like to remind us about what he did for us, that this King died for his people. And I'll start and end in the book of Matthew. Throughout the book of Matthew, we see Jesus called the Son of David, referring to his kingly lineage as he was of the line of David, as well as connecting him to the long-promised king that God told David he would have. And in Matthew 2, verse 1, we see the story of what we are all very familiar with this time of year, the wise men from the east. So let me read it for us. Verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." So here we see the wise men calling Jesus the king of the Jews. And they worship him, and later we read that they bring him gifts. But if we read the book of Matthew, when is the next time that we ever hear anybody call Jesus the King of the Jews? It's not until 25 chapters later, but this time by Pontius Pilate. In Matthew 27:11, Jesus is standing before the governor after being betrayed, and is asked by Pilate, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And then in verse 37, we see Jesus crucified, and the sign over his head says, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Now, this is a far different scene than the first time that Jesus was called the King of the Jews. The first time he was called the King of the Jews by those worshiping him and giving him gifts. And the latter time is by those mocking him and hanging him on a cross. In verse 42, the Pharisees come up to the cross and they mock his kingship and they say, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him." So what happened? If this is the King, what happened there? The Pharisees mocked him and said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself." But there on that cross, we remember now that in order to save others, he could not save himself. In order to save me, in order to save you, our King did not save himself, but he gave himself. As Matthew 1:21 says, "She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And now we come to communion to remember the King who died to save his people from their sins. The bread represents our King's body that was crushed, and the juice represents his blood that was shed. Now in this room, there are two categories of people. Those who believe Jesus and worship him as their King, and those who don't. If you are here and you do not recognize Jesus as your King who died for your sins, then just let the elements pass you by. But know this, you can make Jesus your King right now. If you think you will have more freedom without him, this is not true. Because we all once had a different King, that king was sin. But sin will not die for you. It instead wants you to die. And sin is no king, but is a tyrant. And you are not a citizen, but a slave. But King Jesus came to set us free. If you are here and you are burdened and heavy laden by your sin, then repent and believe in Jesus, whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light. And if you have questions about this, come talk to me or the person who brought you. We would love to talk more about this. And if you are here and Jesus is your King and you believe this and you acknowledge it, but your heart this week or today or this hour has been in rebellion to his sovereign rule and you're in unrepentant sin, then take this opportunity to confess your sins and remember the cross through which you have been freed from your sins. So take this time right now to remember your King and his death for you, and I'll come back up and we'll take communion together. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take the bread together. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."